A proposal for a 2,000-panel solar development in rural Woodstock has some neighbors there upset. The select board also has concerns about whether the site is too wet and too scenic for a large solar spread. But as VPR Charlotte Albright reports, the developer promises the project will help the community.
A warm sun shines down on Tom Garden as he trudges through bright blue lupins in the meadow he's in the process of buying. It's behind a cemetery on Route 4 in the village of Tassville, which is part of Woodstock. He likes the 15-acre parcel because it faces south and won't require any clearing. And if he gets a permit, a row of transmission poles along one border will make it fairly easy to send 500 kilowatts of power to about 90 customers.
The catalyst for the whole idea of the project in Woodstock was the Energy Committee a year ago were soliciting bids from contractors and developers to do a net metered system whereby the town meter would be able to save money.
But that was before the town knew exactly where Garden planned to put his project.
It's completely out of scale. It is not a solar farm. It's an industrial power generating plant.
Michael Pacht and his wife own an inn up the road from the proposed solar array. Pacht likes solar power in general, but says this project is in the wrong place.
It's proposed to border a cemetery that's on the National Register of Historic Places. It's sited next to or abutting Route 4, which is a scenic byway, a designated scenic byway.
And Pacht worries that after panels are installed, water will run down the hill into neighbors' properties. The solar site has been classified as a Class 3 wetland, which means it is not protected against development. Developer Garden says he will use only the dry parts of the site and promises plantings to screen the panels from some views. But in his opinion, the land is not pristine because tall electric transmission lines run along it.
We're 1,500 feet away from three substations. You want that for solar.
Permitting for renewable energy projects is controlled not by towns, but by the state's Public Service Board. The Woodstock Select Board has written a letter outlining concerns. Woodstock Town Manager Phil Swanson says he's studying recent legislation that guarantees towns a role in the PSB review. The legislation also allows towns to require screening standards.
We will be a participant.
But Swanson says it's still not clear how much control local residents will have over this solar array, and he expects more proposals to sprout as state and federal tax credits make renewable power development increasingly attractive to real estate developers. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.